The current state team wants to send a very big thank you. This is really interesting because it was delayed by snow earlier to the Mica Gallery in Old Town last night for a pop-up story. There was a packed house and a fantastic lineup of storytellers. And one of the storytellers, Judy Winter, was telling her story about change of heart. We're thankful that she did that. Here's Judy.
I remember the exact moment that I heard my first grandson cry. It was just moments after he'd taken his first breath of life. It was November 3rd, 2014, at 10:03 in the morning at Detroit's Huxtel Hospital. Our son-in-law, Eric, had called to tell us the great news that our daughter was in labor and they were headed to the hospital. We got into the car, ready for the 90-minute trek to the Motor City, fueled by strong caffeine and greeted by a remarkable sunrise that set the tone of the magic of the day. Our kids had decided that they wanted to have the birth private among the three of them. And because we ain't the Kardashians, we agreed. So we hustled to the waiting area where the other in-laws were and grabbed Guy and Joanne and hugged each other excitedly and then waited for the news. But always the rebel, I invited Joanne to go prowling the hallways to see if we could see more than we'd been told. And we happened upon a closed door at the exact moment that a newborn's loud, strong cry was emitted. It stopped us dead in our tracks. And then we grabbed each other's hands and jumped excitedly and squealed like little kids who had just been gifted a box of furry little kittens. Now, to understand the joy of that moment for me, I invite you to travel back in time to September 25th, 1990, when my son and second child, Eric Richard Winter, was born. An unexpected problem during the delivery had left both of us in the ICU units fighting for our lives. Eric was left with a diagnosis of cerebral palsy. My wounds are much more invisible to the eye. I remember when the neonatologist, very somber, came in and talked to my husband and I and announced the diagnosis and told us all the things our just days-old son would never do and never become if he survived hospital infection. I dug deep, and in that moment, all I knew is others saw a disabled child, we saw our son. And we were determined to take him home and raise him, as we had his then six-year-old sister who did everything early and well and allowed us to practice parenting on her. Thank you, Jenna. So that's what we did. And we gave him every opportunity for independence and to have a great life, including nurturing a discovered gift for music. It was never easy. There were many missed milestones. There was the reality of a wheelchair and limited speech. But oh, the dreams and the love that this young child birthed that continue today. So we were devastated when on February 16th, 2003, Eric passed away suddenly and unexpectedly in his sleep at age 12. 2 days before, we had celebrated Valentine's Day when he had struggled to say to me, "I love you." And you bet I was present for every word. It was one of the lessons that he taught me. The Mylar balloon that we had gotten him for the holiday remained inflated mysteriously for two more years before we had the guts to throw it out. We were devastated, and I could have gone off in the corner with a bottle of Boone's Farm and checked out permanently. It would have been easy, but I'm not a fan of Boone's Farm. And my son lived so joyfully in light of disability and all the restrictions and the judgment that comes with it that we knew we had to honor him in a way deserving of his remarkable life. So my husband and I began a music therapy summer camp at MSU that is now in its 14th year. So back to our newborn infant, the king. I went in to meet him, and knowing what I had lost, this remarkable child, I put my finger in his little palm, and through the magic of mobility, he closed it on my finger, something my son was unable to do. And I knew in that moment, the part of my heart that had closed off when Eric died was starting to soften and reopen. We've had 15 months now of wonderful grandparenting joy and a lot of firsts, including watching this child take his first steps. It's been nothing short of remarkable. When Eric died, I was convinced my heart could never love that much again. I was wrong. What I discovered was that my heart was big enough to love both those boys. So by a change of heart, I ended up with remarkable healing and a full circle parenting moment. And the year since has been nothing short of grandparenting joy. Thanks for listening.
There's lots of great storytelling going on in the Lansing area. We've got another pop-up stories coming up soon. You can join us at the Broad Art Museum on Thursday, March 24, 6 p.m. for stories. This time, the theme will be Lucky Break. If you want to tell a story, you can mail producer April Van Buren at currentstate@wkar.org.